Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR, I'm Peter O'Dowd. Along with Robin Young, it's Here and Now, and it has just struck midnight in Dubai, where a massive fire is engulfing a high-rise hotel. It is a surreal scene. Burning debris is raining down from the Address Hotel, while a firework display goes off nearby. The hotel building is 1,000 feet tall. It's nearby the world's tallest skyscraper, the Burj Khalifa. Noah Browning is a reporter for Reuters. He joins us now from Dubai. And Noah, you'd assume this building was full of people getting ready for the New Year's celebration there. Any word about casualties or how many people are still inside?
Well, Dubai officials saying now that this very tall building, one of the highest residential buildings in all of the United Arab Emirates, has been completely evacuated. And the official number of injuries is 14 at the moment, although a medical official has told Reuters, without being named, that the more accurate figure is around 60, all of these being light injuries from things like smoke inhalation and overcrowding in the stairs as they sought to evacuate the building.
Wow, around 60 injuries, mild injuries, you say. That is amazing because the flames have engulfed many of the floors from top to bottom. Do we have any idea of how it broke out or where in the building it started?
Dubai officials are saying now, though details continue to be sketchy, the fire began on the outside of the building at around the 20th floor. But that's internal went off inside, and the fire did not reach the interior of the building. But looking at the picture, the inferno is engulfing the place from top to bottom. Mm. That might be difficult to completely believe.
So the fire started outside the 20th floor. And what about the effort to put the fire out? It's hard to see from the pictures on TV if there are actually fire crews trying to put water on the fire from the outside. I imagine no matter what they're doing, that's a very difficult task.
Well, in general, this is a very difficult and sensitive public relations situation by authorities, considering that the New Year's celebration, it's kind of its top spectacle on the world stage for the year. There would have been all kinds of security and fire crews on site for any accident. And of course, this would be a worst-case scenario that I think that all hands are on deck for this kind of situation. I think all the fire crews are there working tirelessly to put it out. And officials are saying that they're minutes away from completely putting out the fire.
And quickly, in just the few seconds we have left, many cities around the world are on alert this New Year's Eve because of security concerns, possible terrorist threats. Would there be any reason to think that terrorists had Dubai and this hotel in their sights?
Well, there have been followers of the Islamic State that have singled out Dubai in particular before on unreliable media like Twitter. They clearly disagree with the government's policies, but at this point, this early stage, there's no indication that this was anything other than an accident.
No indication that it's anything other than an accident. That will play out as this story develops. Reuters reporter Noah Browning speaking to us on a scratchy phone line there from Dubai, where a 63-story high-rise hotel is in flames. Noah, thank you and take care.
Thank you very much.